Cyber insurance can't fix reputation damage. Smaller organizations underestimate how much a breach damages their reputation. Before you look to cyber insurance to save the day, there's another reason to prioritize security controls first, and it has nothing to do with premiums or policy limits. As Michael Murphy of Murphy Insurance Agency puts it, insurance cannot fix reputation. That may sound like something only an insurance or cybersecurity professional would say. But the business case for taking reputation seriously is well documented, and the risks are more concrete than many leaders realize. Cost of a data breach. That title is borrowed from the major annual survey by IBM. To illustrate trends, the report gives breakdowns of the frequency of breaches, how they happen, the industries affected, and the dollars spent on things like ransomware payments and remediation efforts. One thing it cannot fully quantify is the short, mid, and long-term effects of a breach on a business. But just because these are hard to track doesn't mean they're any less real, just more insidious. There are some businesses for which Google reviews are a major factor. Harvard Business Review found that a single one-star drop in reviews costs a business between 5 and 9% of annual revenue. But a confirmed data breach, in which, for example, confidential records are stolen, can damage your fundraising prospects, hurt your ability to recruit top talent, and erode the trust of clients and partners you've spent years building. In Michael Murphy's memorable phrase, trust takes forever to earn and takes an instant to lose. Last year, defense contractor Morse Corp agreed to pay $4.6 million in fines to the U.S. Department of Defense for fraudulently representing its compliance with the NIST framework. Reputation damage from that kind of settlement is part of the public record, and it is very difficult and costly to come back from. Ripple effects. Have you experienced a breach? If so, you may know the unfortunate human toll on an organization. The effects of a breach move through a workforce in ways that are easy to underestimate. The first questions employees tend to ask are, did I do something wrong? Am I going to get fired? What often follows is a period of paralysis, rumor-making, and finger-pointing, especially if the organization hasn't stress-tested its incident response plan. This is part of why post-breach, large organizations frequently fire the CIO, not necessarily because that person caused the breach, but to signal a clean break and restore confidence. It's a costly, disruptive move that rarely addresses root causes. Post-breach employee morale is its own quiet crisis, and one that rarely shows up in a breach cost report. In recovery, IBM's report this year does put numbers on how long the effects of damage actually last. Among organizations that fully recovered, 76% said it took more than 100 days, fielding client questions, managing staff anxiety, and trying to close new business while the incident is still a live topic. And only 2% of respondents reported a recovery time of less than 50 days. And then the kicker. 65% of organizations surveyed said they had not fully recovered at the time of the report. IBM explicitly defines full recovery as the restoration of customer confidence and employee trust, not just containment of the breach itself. A good IT team can remediate in days. Winning back the trust of a client who got a breach notification letter from you takes considerably longer, and it's a much murkier road. I've seen numbers circulating from 20% to 60% of smaller businesses that would fail because of the effects of a breach. Those stats can vary as much as the types and severity of cyber attacks. And those numbers don't matter nearly as much as asking yourself how much theft, closure, and operational damage your organization could realistically sustain and still function. Is this your golden opportunity? Consider the organization that we met with and still passed on security controls. They were hit with a ransomware attack less than a year later and told me they regretted that they dragged their feet. A discovery call doesn't commit you to anything. But it can give you a better picture of where you stand, what's actually at risk, and what closing gaps would involve for an organization in your industry. So if the data in this post gave you pause, consider contacting Briley's Roy Pasito at rpasito@briley.com or reach him by phone at 978-562-6077 extension 217.